Again, good morning to you. It's Wednesday, December the 13th, 34 degrees right here on Palmetto Mornings, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
Love to welcome in our listeners on AM 1340, as well as those listening on the free WRHI app. If you don't have the app, don't worry. Download it when you can and take us on the go.
We also want to say good morning to those watching us on Comporium Cable Channel 103, as well as those on Facebook Live.
If Siri would download the free WRHI app, she wouldn't always have to ask me. I didn't understand that, or I didn't get that. Too much technology. We are excited to catch up once again with the Catawba River Winds Band. They put on a spring concert and a winter concert, and their winter concert is fast approaching on Friday, December the 15th at Nation Ford High School at 7 o'clock. We have Martin Dickey, Connie Grantham, and Ryan Tinker joining us. And good morning to all three.
Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
Ryan, we're going to start with you. Let's explain to our listeners all about the Catawba River Winds Band.
Sure. The Catawba River Winds is a community band that we formed back in May of 2022. We've got about 85 people in the community. Some of them are professional musicians, some of them are student musicians, and some of them are older people that back in the day, they played in band and they put it away and missed it, and then decided later on in retirement, you know what, I want to pull it back out of the attic. And they starting to warm it back up and join us, and they're having a great time. We're having a great time. We're making music. We're trying to promote concert band music. And this area, especially York County, has a long history of really, really good band programs. And we knew that some of those folks that were in bands in York County a long time ago are still living here, and they needed a place to play. So that's what we did. We created this ensemble, and they came out of the woodwork, and we're rocking it.
Do folks have to audition to be part of it? Do they just need to submit a video of them playing a song? How will one get involved in this band?
So we've got a website, catawbariverwinds.org, and on that website there is an interest form. So right now, currently, our ensemble is completely full in terms of personnel, but we do got an interest form on there because we've got folks that every once in a while they can't make it to a concert or a rehearsal or something like that. So we have places that we can fit people in the future. So on our website, there's an interest form that can fill out and just let us know a little bit about yourself and what you play.
And obviously, if you're in the band, you need to supply your own instrument, right?
Yes,
you all are
yes.
not supplying that. Yeah. I figured that was implied, but I wanted to make sure.
We are a nonprofit, but we are just starting, so we don't have that infrastructure yet.
All right, and Connie, if you want to swing that microphone over towards you. So Catawba River Winds, what are the instruments we're talking here? Is it all instruments that you would see in a band, or just specific ones?
It's a wind band, so brass and percussion and woodwind instruments. Every now and again, we may have a string bass that joins our group, but it's basically like your high school band instrumentation, flutes, clarinets, oboes, saxophones, trumpets, French horns, trombones, euphoniums, tubas, and then the percussion.
Love it.
With your concert on Friday, is this all kind of music, more holiday-related music? What can we expect?
It's actually a blend. The first part of our concert will be some really well-known symphonic band pieces. And then at the end, we do have some pieces that we're going to play for the holidays. A lot of our stuff is going to be very recognizable to the audience in both categories that we're playing. So we're looking forward to performing.
And it's free?
It is free.
Oh, that's great.
And Martin, I'm going to let you talk about this a little bit.
Okay.
There is a new part of the concert that's going to take place, and that is high school students are going to be able to be a part as part of the honors band.
Well, high school students, there are some high school students that will play in the community band, but this one's for middle school students.
Okay.
This past summer, we did a summer band camp for middle school kids. Mm-hmm. It was very successful. And this has grown out of that, an opportunity for them to come together. It takes in York County, Lancaster County, and Mecklenburg County band directors that want to participate. And we have about 90 students that will be there.
Wow.
Working all day Friday on a program with the composer of a lot of the music will be there with them. And they'll present a concert at 6:30 right prior to the 7 o'clock concert.
That will be just middle schoolers.
Just middle schoolers.
And they just learned it the day before?
Just learned it that day.
That day.
Yes.
Earlier in the day.
Ooh, yes.
That's impressive.
Quick turnaround.
That's why it was they had to be able to sight read, they had to be able to play, they had to be nominated by their director. So we know that these kids coming in will be able to play the music. They will just put it together.
Wow, that's really cool.
Fantastic. So that happens at 6:30 prior to the concert at 7.
Right.
Well, go out there and hear these talented middle schoolers. What job well done, and kudos to you all for offering that as an opportunity for these kids that really like to play, more of a platform to do so. Do you have a standard conductor for like the Catawba River Winds, or what does that look like?
Well, Ryan and I share the podium.
Okay.
We were the ones that kind of put this together a couple years ago now. Mm-hmm. So we pick the program and we kind of divvy up the pieces that we're going to conduct. As a retired band director who taught middle school for a long time, for me, it is challenging to work up the pieces because it's levels of music that I didn't get to experience as a director because I was teaching middle school. Mm-hmm. And for Ryan, who was a high school band director, he's very good at what he does. And gives him an opportunity to stay on the podium and do some things that he enjoys as well.
Yeah, Ryan, what is it about, you can swing that microphone over to you, what is it about being part of the Catawba River Winds that you really enjoy, and you're one of the founding fathers of it that wanted to, I guess, make sure that everyone else experienced that part of their artistic side?
Sure. I'm kind of in it for the same reasons that a lot of our members are in for it. I was a high school band director prior to moving into the private sector for IT, and I missed band when I did that. And so I miss conducting, I miss making music with people. And so this was an opportunity for me to get right back in it, keep my normal day job, but then still have a lot of the things that I absolutely loved about being a high school band director, I can continue to do. Just has a lot less headaches, with all of the extra stuff.
No.
So it's really, it's that.
Well, you're giving the gift of music to our community, and we are here in Rock Hill and the surrounding areas. We're so fortunate to have the Rock Hill Symphony Orchestra, and we were able to experience that the other night, and literally blown away, no pun intended. And we're so lucky to have groups that are talented and that you share your gift with us. And kudos to you all for, what, a year ago forming the Catawba River Winds, and now here they are, 85 strong for this production and concert. Check them out. It's free. So get there early, 6:30. Those very talented middle schoolers will get underway. So get there around 6 to 6:15. Get a good seat. It's at Nation Ford High School. Then you stay in your seat. You can go to the bathroom in between the two and stick around for the winter concert. But kudos to you all again for creating this platform for musicians and for the community, and given the gift of music, which is wonderful for sure. Ryan, Connie, and Martin, here you go. Go out there and do what you do best.
Kudos to you.
That's what you do, right?
That's right.